See, we're going to get to the part that says Tucson, Arizona. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. Hey, this is a point every week that we get to have a conversation with someone in AZ. It's sponsored by visitarizona.com, and I'm very excited to talk to you, Alice. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. So I don't know how many people on the show have ever been to a dude ranch, but I went to one in Michigan, and it doesn't look like anything that I'm seeing on your website.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit more green over there.
But I'm telling you what, your landscape is just beautiful. For many people who grew up in Arizona or who visited over the years, you know that the Western lifestyle is a big part of Arizona, and you have a 3,000-acre ranch called White Stallion Ranch in southern Arizona near Tucson. But Alice, that doesn't sound like your typical Western accent.
No, I am originally from England. I was actually a guest at White Stallion when I was 18, 19 years old. And I had so much fun that I needed to come back. And I ended up meeting my husband here. And that's kind of the end of that story.
Oh, my gosh. So your husband, obviously a member of the family that owns the ranch.
Yeah, I did pick a good one. I picked a successful cowboy. Yep.
Nice. So for people who have never been, explain what a dude ranch is.
Yeah, so dude ranches pretty much started out in the late 1800s. A lot of Easterners wanted to go out and visit the Wild West. So most dude ranches are located west of the Mississippi. And they're essentially a hotel that serves guests who are wanting to experience that Western lifestyle. You know, they want to be a cowboy for a week. A lot of them are still working cattle ranches also, and a lot of them are also still family-owned and operated. And really what we are is a hotel that offers guests an opportunity to come out and do lots of cowboy things. So doing, adventure activities outside, trying new things, riding horses through the desert, learning about the Wild West, the history of the Wild West. But you get to do that while staying in a comfortable room and, you know, not having to camp and eat beans for a week.
Well, and I see that you've got a spa, because after a day on a horse, you might actually need that if you're not used to being on the back of a horse every day.
Exactly. Yeah, the spa and the hot tub are pretty popular, especially when you get through to like day three or four when the muscles start getting sore.
And you don't have to know how to ride in order to come to a dude ranch in Arizona, right?
No, absolutely not. So, dude ranches are designed to cater to people who have little to no experience with horses. We have personally at White Stallion, we have over 150 horses, one of the largest herds in Arizona. And so we really have, you know, horses that can accommodate anything from the littlest little 5-year-old who's never ridden before to somebody who's nervous, maybe had a long break, or somebody who, you know, knows what they're doing and rides all the time, might ride English style at home. We really offer, you know, the ability to participate in horseback riding, whether you know a lot or you know nothing. And then we also offer a lot of other activities like archery, e-biking, rock climbing. We do 3 different kinds of shooting out here at the ranch. So there's something for everyone, really.
And how many dude ranches are in Arizona?
Right now the Arizona Dude Ranch Association has 11 members. Some of them are open seasonally, some of them are year round. Arizona is a really wonderfully diverse state from down south where we are, you know, with all of our saguaro cactuses up to the pine forest up by the Grand Canyon. So some of the northern ranches get snowed in the winter, so they're open in the summer, and some of them are able to open, you know, stay open year round. We offer a bunch of different amenities depending on what ranch you go to.
And what's really cool about your ranch is that when I looked at this, they've been filming movies. We've seen your ranch on film, from Gene Autry to Jimmy Stewart to Kris Kristofferson, Robert Mitchum. George Clooney was even out there 7 or 8 years ago doing a movie. So
yeah,
the backdrop must be spectacular.
Oh, it's really spectacular. You know, we are very lucky that we border Saguaro National Park and some of the mountains that make up the Tucson Mountain Range. And we have an area called Movie Pass where a lot of the movies have been filmed. We also had a show back in the 60s called High Chaparral that was filmed out here for many years that many of your guests might have heard of or watched when they were younger. It's just really a uniquely Western backdrop. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thanks for checking in on Chicago's Afternoon News. You can just go to whitestallion.com if you want to see pictures, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Or the AZDRA website has all of our Arizona Dude Ranches on it.
Okay, that's awesome. I love that you can check out all the Dude Ranches. That is visitarizona.com/discovery. And then join us next week. We'll continue to discover Arizona. It's 4:46, time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.